Welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. Today is the first episode of a new series all about the first pillar to our Relate Higher framework for creating thriving, successful, conscious relationships across your life. Now, the first pillar is all about entering into conscious relationship with others, all the people that you are in relationship with. And so in today's episode, this is an introduction to conscious relationships. I'm answering the question, what is a conscious relationship? And I'll be giving you our definition at Relate Higher for what a conscious relationship is. Now, at Relate Higher, we've made a really simple definition for conscious relationships. And that's because there are so many principles and practices that you can use in conscious relationships, many of which we'll be teaching you about on this podcast. However, in essence, all of those principles and practices are really coming from three qualities. And that is how we've come up with our definition at Relate Higher. We want to keep things really simple for you so that when you're thinking about how do I approach a relationship consciously versus unconsciously in a given moment? You can simply pause, take a moment to get back to present so that you're here in this moment, which means you're using the conscious part of your brain. And then you know exactly how to move forward. There's only three things you need to remember. Now, the way we define a conscious relationship at Relate Higher is a relationship that's approached from love with awareness and with intention. Now, if you get to know these three qualities, love, awareness, and intention, and even if you just focus on embodying these three qualities, even just 1% more each day, you will experience huge changes within your relationships and also across your life as a whole. So remember that when you work on your relationships, you also are working on your life as well, because how you do one thing is usually how you're doing it in other areas of your life too. And so you'll learn from your relationships and then be able to apply that to other areas of your life as well. So those three qualities, love, awareness, and intention, are what makes a relationship conscious. When a relationship is unconscious, therefore, it is all about the way we're approaching the relationship. It means we're approaching the relationship usually without presence. We're approaching the relationship by default from fear. We're approaching the relationship without awareness or with little awareness of ourselves and the other people in the relationship. And we're also approaching the relationship without intention or with little intention. Some of us might start off with the best intentions, but then as we're out and about in the real world relating, we forget those intentions. We forget why we're in these relationships and what we're creating together, what the other person wants from the relationship. We forget to check in and see whether our initial intentions are still aligned or whether they're not or how they've changed. And so there's this absence of intention. And intention is what really gives you a container for your relationships. It's what allows you to say, hey, this is how we're going to move forward. This is the ways we're going to grow together. This is what we're going to learn together, rather than just leaving it up to whatever happens. And then not having this peace to connect the two of you. That's what your intentions are going to do. Or even outside of a relationship with just one person, but even within a team, if everyone's clear on what the intention is of the team and what you're creating together, then that is a point of connection for you all, even though you're all individuals and showing up for that intention in different ways. It's extremely powerful and it gives you so much more control over what you and how you grow and what you learn within your relationships and across a team or a family or a friendship group. So that's what we're talking about today, love, awareness, and intention. Now, let's first talk about the quality of love. So love is spoken about in this case in opposition to fear. And for most of us, the way that our brain and our mind is working is that in the context of relationships, other people out there, that is signaling a fear response by default. You have also learned protective patterns in order to get certain needs met from when you were a child that you are still to this day doing. And these behaviors don't come from a place of love. They come from a place of protection. Now, if you even just think about protection, that's when you're like on the defense, there's separation, you're on guard, you're ready to fight, or you're avoiding because you think you're going to have a fight. So there's this separation between us and the other person. There's a distrust. And this is the way we are unconsciously behaving in most of our relationships, no matter what area we're looking at. And we're so unaware of these behaviors that we're not even able to change them because we don't even know we're doing them. And what I personally have experienced in my relationship coaching practice is that these protective patterns are, in fact, the very behaviors that stand in between of what you want in a relationship and what you're experiencing in your relationships. And because we're so unaware of the protective patterns existing in the first place, and then, of course, on their results, we're unable to change them. And so what we do instead is we blame the other people, or we think, I just need to find a new friend. I need a different family. I need different team members. I need a different romantic partner. And we think the change needs to happen outside of ourselves rather than looking within ourselves. There is so much power that you have to change the results of your relationship and your experience of your relationships simply by tuning in and being aware of what you're responsible for and where it's coming from. Is it coming from love or is this coming from fear? So your protective patterns are the very things that block your core desires being met. And almost every person I work with in a relationship coaching context, when we first begin working together, they say, I haven't had these desires and needs met within whatever the relationship is. And then immediately I'm looking for, how are they blocking that desire through their own behavior? And we always find it. So this is great news because it means you can start to change your experience of your relationships today without having to change the other person and without having to find new people to relate with. And your experience of your current relationships will change so much and for the better, including your relationship with yourself. So this first quality coming from love versus fear is a huge one to focus upon. When we come from love, we're really coming, you can think from your heart, you can think about you're coming from a place of connection, of understanding, of generosity, of abundance, of appreciation, of interest. We are leaning in to the other person rather than leaning out and protecting, defending, being afraid, feeling unsafe, insecure, disconnecting, being in our protective pattern, like I mentioned before, being selfish or coming from a place of scarcity. Instead, we're really leaning in. We're seeking to understand. We're coming from a lens of trust. We're assuming good intentions. And one of the best things I personally feel about coming from love rather than fear is that because we're coming from this lens of abundance, we're able to be ourselves and so is the other person. So we get to be individuals within the relationship, having our own experience, having our own wisdom, having our own triggers and flaws, being our own whole person. And the other person gets to be their own person, have their own experience. And the point is, we get to love each other and lean in to understand and learn from each other. What are you experiencing? You know, like you get to be you. I just want to understand, like, what's happening for you? What do you want to create in this relationship? What are you experiencing right now? And we're doing it from a place of respect, of curiosity, of just seeking to understand each other and to also have ourselves understand, rather than coming from a place of separation where we want to prove a point. We want them to think like us. We have a manual for them about how they should behave and they're not doing it. And so we're really angry about it. Instead, they get to behave the way they want. And we just want to know, oh, so like, what's happening for you? What's your experience? Explain it to me. Help me to understand. This is a huge point of difference in your relationships. And if you simply focus on reviewing what you're doing in your relationships on a day-to-day basis and asking whether that's coming from love or fear, and then asking yourself, what would it look like if it came from love? You will notice huge differences. So I want you to think about how love is created. We create love in three ways. We create love through the thoughts we think. We create love through the feelings we feel and experience and then therefore act from. And we create love through the actions we take. So if you want to start changing your experience of relationships, you can simply begin by asking these two questions. Ask yourself, is this coming from love or fear? Now you can look at your thoughts, you can look at your feelings, you can look at your actions. And then you ask yourself, what would it look like if it was coming from love? And again, let's say you're looking at the thoughts you were just thinking and you were thinking something like, I wish they wouldn't do that. Is that coming from love or is that coming from fear? Now, that's probably coming from fear. So you can ask yourself, if it was coming from love, what would it look like? And the difference could be something as simple as, I wonder why they're acting this way. And you'll notice that when you think that, that creates a different feeling. Now you're not angry or on the defense or judgmental, and instead you're leaning in, you're connecting, you're curious, you're seeking to understand. That might actually prompt you to have a conversation, and you can imagine how different the conversation would go than the one that was coming from, like, what they're doing is wrong and I'm judging them for that in some way. So see how that whole experience changes just by looking at your thoughts. Or you might notice that what you really are wanting from someone is to connect with them, but you notice that you're withdrawing. You maybe don't answer their calls, or you don't respond to them, or you decide like, oh, this is just too much and I'm just going to give it a couple of days before I talk to them. Okay. Now that's you withdrawing. This is a protective pattern, most likely, that you learned as a young child, and you've probably been doing it across your relationships. You just withdraw instead of leaning in and seeking to understand the other person as well as yourself. See how we can lean into a conversation with ourselves first as well. So this might look like then instead of leaning back and avoiding and hiding, you might simply go to the other person and say, hey, I just want to let you know a little bit about how I'm feeling. And of course, you'd have that conversation with yourself first so you can understand how you're feeling. You can understand what the story is you've been telling yourself, why you're choosing to withdraw, what's upset you. And instead, you can go and have a conversation and you can say, hey, I really value our relationship and I just want to let you know what I'm experiencing right now. I'm not blaming you. I just am wanting you to understand because I'm better understanding myself now. So conscious relationship coaching, a big part of what we're doing with our clients is really helping them to see where they're coming from fear versus love and what the opportunities are there to when you move from love. So in order to give yourself that moment of presence where you get to stop and pause from the unconscious, protective, fear-based patterns of thinking and feeling and behaviors, instead, if you take a moment and you just say to yourself in any interaction where it doesn't feel like you're truly connecting or it's not going very well or as you would like, you can pause and then say the phrase, relate higher. This is why we created the name Relate Higher. It's a verb. It is a way for you to pause and remember, hey, I have a choice now to come from a place that is conscious or unconscious. In this moment, I'm reminding myself I want to come from a conscious place because I know that will create connection. And I know that if I'm coming from fear, it's not going to create connection. And the definition of fear is much broader than what we initially think. It's whenever you're separating yourself, you're leaning back, you're coming from one of those protective patterns, you're disinterested, you're apathetic, you're not trying to understand, you're not trying to validate the other person, you're trying to control them. These, you're trying to fight them or defend them, you're preparing for battle, you're freezing. All of this is fear. That's fear. And in the world, we can really distill almost everything we do down to those two qualities. Is it coming from love or is it coming from fear? So in that moment, when you pause, you take a breath, you come into presence, you remind yourself, I have the opportunity to relate higher right now. That's when you ask, is this coming from love or fear? And what would it look like if it was coming from love? Now, it helps to start training yourself to do this ahead of time, but in the moment when you're noticing, hey, this isn't going so well, you can also choose to pause. And in that moment, you will find another possibility for moving forward that's more aligned with what you actually want to create. Okay, so the second quality is about awareness, rather than a lack of awareness or no awareness. And the truth is that most of us, because we're operating on default, on autopilot from this fear-based lens, we are completely unaware of how we're behaving and how we're contributing to our relationships. And so I want you to think about any challenge or frustration you have in a relationship right now. And notice how you probably are thinking about it as in the other person is doing something to you in some way. You can even simply start to take some of that power back so that you have the power to change your experience of that relationship by asking yourself, well, how am I contributing to this dynamic? That immediately is going to pop you into self-awareness. And self-awareness is the first part of awareness that's really important. We want to understand how we're thinking, how we're feeling in our body, and what it is we're doing. Even if we just tune into those three things in any given moment, or if we're analyzing a situation that happened when we were relating with another person, if we can simply tune in to ask, well, what was happening within me at that time? What led me to say that thing or to show up from that state I was in? Or what led me to do that particular thing? Or how are my actions right now actually contributing to this result that I'm experiencing right now with this relationship? That self-awareness is going to give you endless insights into other possibilities that are available for you. And also it helps you to take responsibility for your part and piece in that dynamic and in the relationship. Now, when we develop our self-awareness, when we develop and are able to tune into those three systems within ourselves, our mind, our body, our intuition, or when we're pausing in a relational sense to ask, well, what was I thinking just then? What was I feeling? How was I behaving? That's all about you, your self-awareness. When you expand your self-awareness, you also expand your relational awareness. Now, what that means is the better you're able to see yourself and understand yourself, take responsibility for yourself, the better able you'll be able to see that in others. You'll be able to see another person in front of you as they are, rather than simply just seeing yourself and expecting to see yourself, the same person and everyone around you. Instead, you can know, okay, this is me and this is them. What's happening for them? Let me get curious about that. Let me expand my awareness to understand, well, what do they need in this moment? And how is that different to what I need? And what might be going on for them? What do I think they're thinking right now? What are they feeling? How are they behaving? And why might they be behaving that way? So when we can expand our awareness of ourselves, we're also able to expand our awareness of others, as well as other things that are happening in the environment, how that's impacting us. This is beautiful because it helps us show up in a more intentional way moving forward, and hopefully one that we choose that is backed by love rather than fear. Now, I'll give you two coaching questions that you can use to start deepening your self-awareness and also your relational awareness. So the next time you're relating with someone, I want you to notice that as you're speaking to them or as you're with them, ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? And then ask yourself, how are they feeling right now? And notice the difference. If you're not sure how they're feeling, ask yourself, well, why is that? And it could be that you've been completely self-absorbed, or it could be that you simply need to have a conversation with them. How are you feeling today? Why are you feeling that way? Tell me more about it. See how this is instantly connecting you and it's expanding your awareness of yourself and them. We learn through others as well. So that is awareness. Now, the third quality is intention. And as I mentioned, in a conscious relationship, we want to move with intention. We want to approach the relationship with intention. Now, this looks like being intentional about what we're creating together. That could be in the relationship itself. It could be in the experience we're having with each other today with a particular project on a team, or maybe, you know, we've got a wedding coming up or a birthday celebration, and we want to be intentional with the experience we're creating together. You can bring intention into absolutely everything. It's really important to know why you're in your relationships and what you want to create with that particular person or with that team or with that family or that group. You want to know why you're there, and you want to have that conversation with the other people involved. Why are they there? And what is our shared intention together here? Now, the shared intention generally is something to do with love and connection. And that's really helpful to remind yourself as you move forward. Almost everyone you're relating with is there by choice because they want to be, because they love you. But we forget that in our interactions. And instead, we assume that they don't love us, or we need to defend ourselves, or we can't trust them. And then we come back from that, back to that fear-based response. So you want to be intentional. You want to know why you're in that specific relationship, what you're creating together. And then you want to make sure you're checking in and reviewing your experience of the relationship and the experiences within the relationship, and ask yourself, is our actual experience actually aligned with that intention? I mean, am I generating what I thought I would through the actions that we're taking? And if not, what needs to change? Do our intentions need to change, or does the way we're approaching the relationship or what we're doing together, how we're interacting together, does something need to change there? Does our focus need to change? Intention gives you all of the control to create something so beautiful with that other person. You get to collaborate together, and you get to meet yourselves where you're at today. So we're all changing, growing, and evolving as we move throughout our lives and our relationships. And if we hold ourselves to intentions we set at the beginning of the relationship, or perhaps when you're a child and your families, then we're set up for failure. So you want to make sure that you're creating intentions that meet where you're at today and where the other person in the relationship is at today. And you check in and get to see, like, is our actual experience of the relationship meeting those intentions? And if they're not, why not? Let's adjust so that we can create something beautiful and intentional together. Now, two questions you can ask yourself, coaching questions to move deeper into intention in your relationships, is to ask yourself, what are we creating here? And are we actually creating this? As in, is your experience of the relationship right now meeting that intention? If it's not, then that gives you a moment to ask, does the intention need to adjust, or is how we're approaching the relationship and what we're doing together, does that need to adjust in some way? This is beautiful, because with that awareness, you're able to shift things to come from love and also to meet your intention that you have for that relationship. All right, my beautiful friends, so there's the summary and introduction to conscious relationships. Your experience of your relationships will be entirely different through approaching your relationships consciously. And all we need to do is start by getting to know these qualities within ourselves and our relationships more intimately. Again, they are love, awareness, and intention. Now, on the podcast coming up, I'll be sharing a lot more about these three qualities, as well as other principles and practices that will help you enter into your relationships consciously with others. This is super exciting. I'm super excited for you to learn about how your relationships can be different simply through approaching them consciously. All right, I'll see you in our next episode. Good. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.